It was after 8:30. When he checked the refrigerator, Day found a very old carton of yogurt and something that had once been an apple. The other shelves were empty except for 9 mason jars containing homemade jam, jelly, and preserves. Dave waded through the cats and went out the kitchen door and down the stairs. The air was still warm, though the last of the sunlight was gone. He crossed a low rise, and there was the ocean. He took off his shoes and socks. The sand at the waterline was the same dark khaki color as his trousers, drying to perfect cream in the dunes where he stood. The water was murky green, and it flashed blue in the starlight as the waves curled into the land. Out to sea, the drilling platforms made islands of harsh white light. Closer in, Dave saw the running lights of a barge headed for Freeport. There were a few cars parked by the water, no more than 6 or 8 between where he stood and the pier a mile to the north. Somebody had a jambox playing rap. All Dave could hear of it was the thud of the drum machine and an occasional raspy cry. He stood and watched for a while. Then he closed his eyes and listened to the tide rumble toward him and hiss slowly away. A six-pack, he thought. Maybe a can of Planters cocktail peanuts and a hot dog with mustard and relish. A couple of cream-filled chocolate cupcakes with white squiggles on top for dessert. The thought of it almost made him pass out. And a Playboy and a penthouse that he could read without anybody looking over his shoulder. He walked to the highway and put his shoes back on. Off to his left, 2 blocks away, it intersected a second highway that came from the general direction of Freeport. The second highway had just come down off a high bridge. Red and green lights hung underneath the bridge, and below it, squares of light shone in the...